We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Big news, Jim Rutherford steps down after 7 years on the job as Penguins general manager, bringing two Stanley Cups to Pittsburgh. Patrick Elvin, a Penguins lifer as a scout, 15 years, takes over as interim GM. Penguins president David Morehouse is talking right now. We'll turn around those comments. We'll talk to our Penguins beat man, Jeff Hathorne, in a little bit. But Morehouse apparently said just a moment ago that Rutherford was talking to teams about making trades when this happened. That he was still, as of 24 hours ago, still trying to make deals. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. It's time for our out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. We are so pleased to have our next guest. He is a senior writer from the Hockey News, which I grew up on. The great Ken Campbell is our guest, who has known Jim Rutherford for so long and just talked to Jim Rutherford a few minutes ago. So, Ken, if you want to add a little bit more to what I just said, the president of the team is saying that Rutherford not too long ago was still actively trying to make trades, and now he's done.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a shock to everybody, including the organization itself. From what I'm told, the players and the coaching staff got an email this morning before they went on the ice to tell them of Jim's decision, and they were as taken aback by all of this as everyone.
Ken, I'm going to read a quote that you tweeted out about a half hour ago because I'll say this, there's only one way I can infer it. You wrote in a tweet that Jim Rutherford said, quote, it's time to take it easy, and then said, quote, in the next 4 or 5 months, I'll decide whether I want to keep doing something or just retire, end quote. I can't read that any other way, and maybe you can correct me if I'm reading this the wrong way. It sounds like Jim Rutherford just kind of up and quit on the Penguins.
That's what it sounds like. I asked him point blank. I said, Jim, the first thing that went to my mind, and I'm glad it's not this, is perhaps it was a health thing.
Yeah.
And no, absolutely, it is not a health thing. He said it's actually been the opposite. He's been able to work out more, and he's lost weight. He says he feels better than he has in a long time. And I said, okay, well, Jim, then if you're feeling good and things are going well and you've got 5 months left on your contract, why don't you just let it run out and then decide on your future then? And he said, and his quote was, I'm not going to get into that. So I don't know what's to be read into that. Read into that what you want, but that's what he said.
Ken Campbell from the Hockey News, who just talked to Jim Rutherford, is our guest. Ken, what kind of mood was he in?
He seemed fine. He seemed good. He was, Jim's always, whenever I've talked to Jim, he's always been, kind of subdued and never really gets too emotional or too high or too low. And I didn't get the sense that there was any deviation from that this time around either. He was very, very accommodating. He called me back because he said he respected, the relationship that we've had probably for the last 30 or so years. And, he wanted to make sure that he got back to everybody, and it didn't seem like there was any anything untoward or anything like that. It just seemed like he'd had enough, and the last time he did this in Carolina, it lasted like 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And then he was right back into it. So I don't know if that's going to be the case this time, or if he's finished for good. but he definitely left that door open when I spoke to him. He was very adamant that this is not necessarily the final chapter and that this is not necessarily something that's a permanent thing.
Ken, are you getting a sense, regardless of what the organization's saying publicly from any of your sources, that there are some hard feelings already here now that maybe the shock is wearing off a little bit, that there's some frayed emotions from the Penguins organization towards Jim Rutherford?
You know what? I can't answer that because I don't know. I honestly don't know how the organization feels about it. I've been trying to get in touch with some people that I know in the organization, and I assume that they can't be thrilled about this if it took everybody and stunned everybody this much. And, you know, I mean, and I think part of it too is, you know, their bullpen, you know, with all due respect to Patrick, who's now the interim GM, you know, their bullpen's been depleted quite a bit over the last few years. You know, I mean, they've lost Jason Botterill, they've lost Bill Guerin, they've lost Tom Fitzgerald. You know, Jason Karmanos was fired this summer. You know, who knows if, you know, if they know this is coming, you know, down the pike from a year or so, you know, maybe they don't let Bill Guerin go and become the GM in Minnesota. Maybe they say, well, you know, Jim's going to be finished here and then you can step into that role. So as it stands now, they've got a pretty inexperienced guy running the team for the rest of this year. And now they've got to search for a GM. So I can't imagine they're super psyched about that. for lack of a better term, but I honestly don't know.
Yeah, and we're talking to Ken Campbell here from the Hockey News, who just got off the phone with Jim Rutherford a few minutes ago and has done some great reporting on this developing story. Because, you know, I thought as more information has come out here, I wondered, Ken, if he's just burnt out, but he's not ready to retire, why not just take a leave of absence? You know, why not just take 4 or 5 months, and if your heart's still in it, come back then and get reinstated as general manager? But based on what you're telling me in the conversation you had with Jim, it doesn't sound like that option is on the table, right?
No, it's not. He's done. He's done. He is done. And I suppose if his contract went on after this year, maybe that would have been an option. And you know, I mean, everybody's worried about COVID right now, and this season is so chaotic and crazy. Yeah. You know, they were going to let players opt out of it, so why not let a GM opt out of it and say, you know, I'm just going to take this year off? And, you know, I mean, because the guy is in his 70s, and he's got to be mindful of the fact that there's a raging pandemic going on, right? So, you know, so you think, okay, well, maybe he takes the rest of the year off, but that was not the case. He was like, this is it. He's done. And if he jumps back into it, it's not going to be with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I can tell you that. It's going to be somewhere else if he decides to continue his career.
Ken, how desirable is this job for outside candidates, this general manager job? Because the big names are there, but that core is one where we all, I think, locally here felt like Jim Rutherford was going to see it through and then it was all going to be done and you were going to need a rebuild, a massive one, sooner rather than later.
For sure, for sure. There's no question about that. I think it's going to be a coveted job. It's a big market team. It's well run. It's fenced to the cap. You know, it's not afraid to do what it needs to do in order to try to advance itself and win. You know, and the fact of the matter is, guys, it's one of 31 jobs that exist in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, regardless of the team, there's going to be no shortage of good candidates that want to come out and that want to take this job.
Yeah.
So there will be no shortage of that. I assume it will be a very coveted job. You know, David Morehouse in the front office there are very, you know, very well regarded in the hockey world. Like I said, they spend to the cap. But whoever does come in, and I mean, I think this will be more on the Penguins than it will be on the new candidate, is whoever does come in here is probably going to have to be someone who's going to have to deal with a real reckoning here at some point.
Yeah.
Whether it's after this year or next year, but sooner or later, this team is going to age out. And I mean, I don't need to tell anybody that's listening to this, and I don't need to tell you guys that, you know, that as shallow as the bullpen was in people who could replace Jim Rutherford, it's probably even more shallow in terms of NHL prospects. So there's going to be pain. There's, you know, in the words of Mike Babcock when he came to Toronto, there's going to be pain. And they're going to have to hire someone who is prepared to live with a massive rebuild at some point, mm-hmm. whether that's next year, the year after, or the year after, is to be determined. But at some point, this person is going to have to deal with the fact that there's a complete teardown that has to be done here, and that they're going to have to build up from scratch again.
Ken Campbell from the Hockey News. But you didn't get the sense in talking to Jim that that's the reason why he's done, Ken, that he sees this monumental undertaking on the horizon, right?
I didn't ask him that specifically, uh-huh. But I did not get that impression from him. No, I didn't get that impression.
Okay. How about, for people that are just catching this conversation, did you think that you were talking to a guy that had kind of lost his, I've heard the word zest thrown out there. Did he sound like a guy that was just like suddenly his heart wasn't in it anymore?
He didn't. He did not sound that way to me. It was a phone call.
Sure.
But you've had
plenty of conversation. You know him better than our listeners is what I'm trying to.
I couldn't see his body language. I couldn't see his face. I just spoke with him, but he did not sound like someone who was done, had it. He sounded like someone who needs a break right now. And I think in a season like this, it's probably as good a time to take a break as any. He's not really around the team at all. Like he's had to take COVID very seriously and, pretty much had to isolate himself. I'm not sure if he was in the bubble during the playoffs last year or not. I don't recall one way or the other. But,
it would have been a short stay for the Penguins anyway, Ken. So he wouldn't have had to be there very long.
But I didn't get the sense from him that this was a guy that necessarily was, saying this is it. I think I got the sense that he'd be at peace with it if it were, but I didn't get the sense that it was like, I've just had enough. I'm in my 70s and it's time to wind down. I didn't get that impression from him.
Man, I'm just surprised, Ken, based on how you laid this out at the very beginning, like team's about to go on the ice, the players, the coaches find out that Rutherford is done. That it kind of and you're not the first person that has told us this, that it's caught everybody off guard. I am shocked that like there wasn't more done to try to talk him out of it. Best we can tell, like that Mario Lemieux or David Morehouse or someone else didn't get to him and say, "Wait, Jim, are you sure you want to do this? Are you 100% sure that you want to step away from this right now?" Because everything I've been told is that they really valued the job he was doing as general manager. They didn't think that he was doing a poor job.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a question for them, right? I don't know. It's a complicated legacy, right? Like I've seen on Twitter. I mean, people are like, "Oh, yeah, great. He runs us into the ground and ruins the whole franchise, and now he's washing his hands and leaving." I mean, that's pretty uncharitable
right.
for a guy who won two cups and was very instrumental in winning those cups in 2016 and 2017. I simply don't think the Penguins, as good as they were going to be winning cups unless Jim Rutherford comes in and makes some of the moves that he made. And my point is that he's always been a pretty decisive guy, whether it's been firing a coach, making a big blockbuster trade or whatever. Jim Rutherford, like, you can't say that he's wishy-washy. When he decides something,
right,
he does it. He doesn't, look back and think about, sort of the what might have been or whatever. So I guess with his own future, he's sort of doing that now and just saying, there's no sense ruminating over this. There's no sense, going back and forth on this. I've made up my mind, and away we go.
There you go. Ken Campbell, Hockey News, senior hockey writer for them. So such a great job. THN Ken Campbell on Twitter. Hey, Ken, thank you so much on short notice for educating our listeners on this big story, okay?
Yeah, no trouble. Thanks for reaching out, guys.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.